KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Henson. This report is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, your authorized Verizon cellular dealer in Elkhorn.
There are many ways to express yourself, and with Marnie Elkhorn's internet, it's easier than ever. Fast, reliable internet is what we provide to customers in Atlantic, Brayton, Elkhorn, Exira, Kimbleton, and Marnie. And while that is great, it is what you do with that reliable speed that matters. You can video chat with family, upload a video to YouTube, share pictures on Flickr, and be social on Facebook or Twitter. You can also back up files, rent movies, plan a trip, or play games. Express yourself with Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
And in sports, Campbell built a big league in the first half and Iowa's run never happened. Eric Griffin scored 23 points, grabbed 13 rebounds, and blocked six shots to lead the Fighting Camels to a 77-61 lead over Iowa, a game we carried for you last night here on KJAN. Campbell is 5-0 for the first time since 1976, the year before it moved up to Division I. The Fighting Camels shot 62% from the field to overcome 22 turnovers in their second win against a major conference team in as many years. Iowa, 3-2 on the season, cut the deficit to 54-49 with 10 minutes remaining. The Hawkeyes couldn't get any closer down the stretch, though. Coach Fran McCaffrey tried several times to ignite his team that looked lethargic from a 23-point loss 3 days earlier against Creighton. During a media timeout midway through the first half with the Hawkeyes trailing 18-13, Iowa's second-year coach banged his clipboard on the floor and barked directions. McCaffrey tossed the clipboard a second time, standing up to yell at his players. McCaffrey shuffled his lineup to start the second half, sitting three starters for reserves. Things boiled over in the final minutes when McCaffrey picked up a technical foul, but it was too late for Iowa, which shot 36% and was out-rebounded 34-29. Matt Gatens led the Hawks with 17 points. Devin Marble added 14. Iowa center Andrew Brommer returned after missing the last two games with a knee injury. He had 4 points and 3 rebounds in 9 minutes. Campbell, which rejoined the Big South Conference this season, made its only NCAA tournament appearance in 1992. It's only November, of course, but Duke's 68-61 victory over 14th-ranked Kansas had a bit of a Final Four feeling to it. Sophomore Tyler Thornton canned a pair of three-pointers from opposite corners in the final minute to give the 6th-ranked Blue Devils their 5th Maui Invitational Championship. Duke is 15-0 all-time in Maui. The seldom-used Thornton came into the game averaging just under 3 points a game. Thornton only took about 4 shots all night and finished with 7 points. Duke's coach said afterward that Thornton had Thornton in the game for defense, but he ended up making the two biggest shots of the night. Mason Plumlee and Ryan Kelly each had 17 for Duke. In other top 25 college basketball action, Terrence Jones scored 17 points and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist added 15 points and 9 rebounds to help number 2 Kentucky beat Radford 88-40 in the Wildcats' first home game in nearly 2 weeks. Kentucky improved to 35-0 at Rupp Arena since John Calipari took over as coach in 2009. Third-ranked Ohio State walloped VMI 107-74. William Buford scored 23 points, and Jared Sullinger added 17 points and 12 rebounds. Fifth-ranked Syracuse improved to 5-0 by beating Virginia Tech 69-58 to reach the finals of the NIT tip-off tournament, where the Orange will play Stanford for the title Friday night. Jason Clark hit a big three-pointer in overtime and scored 26 points in helping Georgetown hold off number 8 Memphis 91-88 in the fifth-place game of the Maui Invitational. Quincy Miller had 17 points and 11 rebounds as ninth-ranked Baylor won its second home game in less than 24 hours, 75-65 over Texas at Arlington. Number 13, Alabama, clubbed Alabama A&M 82-45. Zach Novak scored a career-high 22 points. Tim Hardaway Jr. added 20. And number 15, Michigan, rolled over UCLA 79-63 Wednesday for the third place in the Maui Invitational. San Diego State bolted to a 17-point lead in the opening minutes, and the Aztecs never trailed in a 61-57 victory over number 23 Arizona. That broke the Wildcats' 22-game home winning streak. Chase Tapley scored 17 points. I'll be back with more sports right after this.
There are many ways to express yourself, and with Marnie Elkhorn's internet, it's easier than ever. Fast, reliable internet is what we provide to customers in Atlantic, Brayton, Elkhorn, Exira, Kimbleton, and Marnie. And while that is great, it is what you do with that reliable speed that matters. You can video chat with family, upload a video to YouTube, share pictures on Flickr, and be social on Facebook or Twitter. You can also back up files, rent movies, plan a trip, or play games. Express yourself with Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
Iowa and Nebraska meet tomorrow in Lincoln for the first time as Big Ten foes. The Hawks are 7-4 after posting their first road win of the season at Purdue, while the 8-3 Huskers will be looking to shake off the effects of last week's 45-17 loss at Michigan.
Your preparation goes a long way. Your mental preparation, your physical preparation, and getting ready to play a football game, and then obviously taking the right attitude to the field. And you know, if something happens, you know, I mean, no one plays a perfect game, but, you know, when something happens to you, you just have to, you know, regroup, refocus, and go to the next play and not worry about what just happened to you. That's out of your control.
That's Nebraska coach Bo Pelini. There won't be nearly as much on the line in this game as both teams hope to head into the season, but Pelini expects this to develop into a rivalry.
I mean, Iowa's right next door, and it's one where, you know, the fans, there's a lot of, we have a lot of people from the state that, or from the state of Iowa that live here in Nebraska and vice versa, and there's a lot of crossover between the two, so I think it makes it a pretty natural rivalry.
Nebraska's big advantage is a run game that averages 224 yards per game against an Iowa defense that is yielding 154 yards on the ground per contest. That's the most an Iowa defense has given up against the run since the 2000 team that finished 3-9. They'll need that kind of effort from the defensive line that they got in last week's win at Purdue.
They play good defense. They're very sound in what they do. They kind of do what they do and do it well. I think they're very sound in their approach, and they're very well coached. I think their kids have a really good understanding of what they're trying to get done, where they fit, run-wise, and I think they do a really good job.
And Pelini expects a hard-fought game.
Yeah, they play hard. They're a very physical football team, and I think they play the game the right way. I have a lot of respect for their program and Coach Ferentz and what he does, and no, it's going to be a tough football game.
And finally in sports this morning, Red Cross staff and volunteers have selected Gary Launderville of Storm Lake, Iowa, and Kathy Grays of Fremont, Nebraska, as the citizen heroes for the inaugural Heroes game between Iowa and 22nd-ranked Nebraska tomorrow. That's a game you can hear on KJAN beginning at 9 a.m. Friday. Launderville and Grays will be honored at halftime and have their names inscribed on the Heroes game trophy. Launderville is a sheriff of Buena Vista County. He and his wife Sandy have fostered 125 children, seven of whom they adopted. Last January, Launderville was hit by an SUV and thrown 20 feet when he was rescuing a mother and child stranded in a snowstorm. Grace, a three-time breast cancer survivor, was driving home in July when she noticed smoke coming from a mobile home. She pulled over and rescued three children from that burning home. That is a check of sports brought to you by Marnie Alcorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN Sports.